Circadian rhythms govern our sleep cycles. They determine what hour we should rise in the morning and what time we should lay our heads on our pillows at night. When we heed the advice of our circadian rhythms, our bodies act like a great symphony. Every note is perfectly orchestrated. Every pause is placed purposefully, and beautiful music ensues. When we ignore the biological rhythms established in our bodies, we get a cacophony of noise instead. That symphony turns into a heap of meaningless trombone blasts and offbeat percussion sounds, pure mayhem. That's because circadian cycles govern our hormones, our body temperature, and other physiological changes that tell us when to be alert and when to relax. It is best to rise with the sun and go to sleep as the sun sets, as our bodies regulate this delicate hormonal balance with the presence of sunlight. If we rise with the sun, our bodies will produce hormones like cortisol that can give us energy. But that very same hormone is also created when we are stressed and can make it very difficult to go to sleep if we're secreting it just before bed. When we lay down in a dark room at night, no sun and ideally no electronic devices blaring unnatural light at us, we also start to produce melatonin and serotonin, which help us get a good night's rest. While our circadian cycles will change as we age, we need less sleep as we get older, and our geographic location, it is a good rule to go to sleep within 1 hour of the sun setting and to rise within 1 hour of the sun's first light dawning. This way, you'll be humming a little song of your own as you go about your day instead of dragging your feet listlessly from a poor night's sleep.